Blog Talk Radio.
Looking up, looking down, wrap my mind around the beauty of your sound. And when all else fails, I know a safe place to go. I turn you on, I am whole.
My mind around the beauty of your sound.
Blue Show gets you up close and personal with the stars you love. Eva Longoria, Nick Lachey, Allison Sweeney, and many more. Listen all year long to hear exclusive interviews with fascinating people from all across the country. There's only one show that brings you this close to your favorite celebrities. And this is it. Call in to speak with The Drew Show and their guests at 818-495-6928. Don't forget to follow The Drew Show on Twitter at DrewBTR. And now, your host, Andrew.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Drew Show. Thank you all so much again for joining us, and I want to welcome back our co-host, David. David, welcome back, buddy.
Oh, man, glad to be back. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, I am too.
And Falcons. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and I'm a huge Atlanta Falcons fan, and I have been, man, I think, you know, ever since I could understand what football was, I've been a fan and all that. So we had a great show just a few moments ago. Me and you just spoke about 5 minutes ago, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah.
We had Charlie Barnett and Eamon Walker from NBC Chicago Fire. It's premiering tonight at 10/9 Central on NBC. So we just spoke to them a minute ago. So make sure you go back in our archive shows and listen to that. So that was just a few minutes ago. We had a great time with that, man. I know we talked about that a lot a minute ago, but two incredible guys, and it was so much fun having them on.
Yeah, yeah, but I am as much, if not more, excited for the next guest we're about to speak to, because this one kind of hits close to home. You know, Chicago Fire is a great show, but this is something I've been following my whole life and the team, so I'm excited to talk to our next guest just as much, if not more.
I am too. I am as well. And I want to bring him on now. He has spent 13 years in the NFL. He is in his 13th year now. He has been with the Giants, Colts, Dolphins, Buccaneers, and now he's making his fifth season with the Atlanta Falcons. I am so pleased to welcome to the show right now, kicker Matt Bryant. Matt, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Matt, I want to thank you so much. I mean, it is such a pleasure and such an honor that you would take out time out of your busy schedule and join us, so I do appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No problem at all.
So Matt, now I understand that the kind of Tuesdays is kind of an off day for the Falcons, and probably teams across the NFL kind of follow by the same schedule. So what do you get a chance to do on your off days?
Off days, get a chance to, see my kids, see my babies, my two-year-old twins. I get a chance to see them a little bit more in the morning and play around with them. Take my son to school. Just be able to be around the family a little bit more.
Yeah. Do you make your main home in Atlanta now, or do you go back and forth, or what?
No, yeah, we stay here in Atlanta. There's five older kids that are in school, and so I don't want to move them around. We want them to get settled so that they get used to the environment, stay with friends as long as they can. So we stay, as long as playing here, we stay here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, Matt, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Falcons. Just like I said a minute ago, I cannot even express. I mean, even when back in the Jeff George days of when they only won three games during a season, man, I was cheering them on every game. Even the last game of the season, they were completely knocked out, and I was cheering for them like they were about to be in the Super Bowl. And that's how much I've been following them. And now this is your 13th season in the NFL that you're in right now. What was it that really inspired you and motivated you to play football?
Well, since I was a little kid, you see baby pictures. I always had a ball in my hand, whether it was baseball, football, basketball, soccer, whatever it was. If that sport was going on that time of the year, I was playing it. It was just, it just kind of seemed like, the air that you breathe, if there's a sport, then I got to play it.
Right. Yeah. Hey, David?
Yeah, Matt, I actually am about to have a kid myself for the first time. And, when I was, coming up, I played football and all that. And I said, if I'm going to have a kid, flat out, I'm going to make him the best football player this planet's ever seen. Like typical guy always says. But now, with
right.
a lot of things going on with the NFL and, not to bring up the concussion thing or anything like that, obviously you're a little leery, but I've actually been to a few practices when they hold them, the open practices. And not that you kickers haven't made, but it seems like that's the way I need to be, you know, leaning my kid towards, is to be a kicker, because you guys don't do a whole lot of contact, and you're a vital, if not, you know, one of the more vital parts of the team. So you're definitely important and doesn't quite take the punishment. Is that something you think, you know, I should lead my kid towards?
No, I say no. I mean, if I had to do it all over again, if I had my wish list, I'd rather be playing linebacker, to tell you the truth.
That sounds like every kicker says that.
I was a middle linebacker, going into high school. In my mind, I was a linebacker that happened to kick. Now, I knew there was no way on earth I was going, into college as a linebacker, because, you know, I was 5'9", 185 pounds, and not too fast. But, I wanted to be. You know, I wanted to be a linebacker, but, you know, kicking was just something I do. You know, now I'm experiencing a little bit with my son, him being seven, he turned seven here September 29th. I want him to be so much and do this and do that. I'm trying to teach him this and that and every aspect of the game. But I guess in the end, you got to kind of, they're going to find their way. They're going to be who they are and do what they want to do. But, you know, obviously, you know, kicking, you know, we're a part of the game. I know sometimes people don't like to acknowledge kickers too much, but you know, it is an aspect part of the game. During practice, we definitely have it a lot easier than those guys running around banging heads and the stuff that they put their bodies through. Like Strahan used to tell me when I was in New York, he had a great line. It's like, you know, today's a great day to be a kicker, except on Sundays.
Yeah, that's a very good line.
You just go out there and do your best and do your job, you know, the best that you can.
Well, I think a lot of people, like myself included, you think, well, it's just a kicker, you know, just a kicker. But it's like, you're still a professional athlete. Like you said, at some point, you were not just a kicker. You were an athlete to get to that point. And, you know, like take golf, for example. You know, it used to be just your beer drinkers. You know, you think fat guy, beer drinker with a cigar in his mouth. But now these guys are athletic. And the way sports is nowadays, no matter what position you play, you got to be an athletic, you know, guy. They don't just have, beer chuggers out there no more. Everybody's an athlete that plays now.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, it's physically, it's not, you know, like I said, you don't have to put your body through the demands that the rest of the guys put through. Mentally, it's a whole other beast. You know, you're living in that moment of a couple of seconds, you know, from the time that the ball snaps to the time you kick it. That's usually 1.3 seconds. And you got to, you know, so you got to be mentally prepared for that short amount of time, because, you know, you don't get a second chance on your job a lot of times. You got to go out there and do it. So, you know, you put the other 52 guys out there and say, hey, you know, kick this 30-yard field goal. I would venture to say probably about, of those 50, probably about 45 of them are going to miss, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that straight-on kick where it looks like, you know, Charlie Brown kicking kind of deal.
Right, yeah. No, the best part is when those guys line up and they move to the side like they're going to kick a soccer style, and then they end up kicking it with their toe, you know, it's like they think, well, I got to move over because that's what the other guys do.
Oh, I did that as a kid. That's the only thing I did, not even kicking it right at all, but I always emulated everybody else. So I would move over and then end up right in front of it and kicking it to my toe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. And Matt, I should have definitely have recognized you in the opening as being one of the most accurate kickers in the NFL, especially for the Atlanta Falcons have ever had. I believe since Morton Anderson, you've been the greatest that we've seen personally. And you kicked, and I just want to ask you, kind of take us through a kicker's mindset. For instance, I was at the game last year, and when you kicked the We kicked the field goal against the Seattle Seahawks in the playoffs for the win. And, man, I don't even know. I know you were excited. I don't even know if you looked up in the stands. But, man, we were up there and we were hugging and kissing complete strangers. It was an incredible time. But can you take us through that moment for you in particular? And what is, with the game on the line, you know, the whole season rests in you solely. What was that experience like?
We know at the moment, the time going into the kick, you really don't, you know, obviously that was a big kick, you know, for the season, for the organization, for, you know, for the fans and everything, I guess, going into 4 or 5 years, you know, they hadn't won, you know, teams have been pretty good, but for whatever reason, haven't been able to get that first playoff win. So, I mean, you know, it's a big kick, but going into it, you really don't think about it at that moment. You know, your job, my job is to go out there and make that kick. And what do I have to do to make that kick? You know, it takes zoom focus to be able to block out this and block out that, take out the emotions out of it and treat it like another kick, like you've been kicking since you were 7, 8 years old. You know, mindset of it, remind myself to keep my head down and kick through the ball, you know, abbreviated, I say down and through, you know, and just go out there and do the best that you can and hope everything works out.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I know it sounds, thinking about the moment and how big the situation is, and it sounds relatively simple, but, you know, I try to treat every kick the same way, whether it be a 20-yard field goal, or a 50-yard field goal, game winner, whatever it may be, because, you know, sometimes you don't get a chance. If you don't make that kick in the first quarter, then you're not going to have that chance to maybe kick that game winner at the end of the game, so they're all very important. So that, mm-hmm. you know, when it does, when every kick feels the same and you make it seem the same, then you know, there's not necessarily an over amount of weighted pressure on one kick, you know, that's at the end of the game.
So it never goes through your mind at all. And I was looking at your stats, and your longest field goal record is 62 yards of Tampa Bay, and it never goes through your mind that you're looking up at that goalpost right before you kick it, and you're never like, oh, holy crap, that's a long way.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, after that 62 yarder, you go back and you stand on that same spot, and you think to yourself, man, that was a long kick. No, you just go out there, you try to, a lot of times you don't, at least I try not to pay attention to where, you know, how long the kick is, just because I try to, like I said, I try to kick every kick the same way.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, you're from Texas, correct?
Yes.
And I'm assuming a big fan of barbecue, is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to turn it down.
Well, I actually live in Flattery Branch, you know, where the Falcons are done at, and I was wondering if you had any good places around here that you might have been to that is somewhat comparable, because I don't work for this place, but there's a place off Atlanta Highway called Mooney's Barbecue that's supposed to be just like Texas Barbecue.
Oh, really?
And I was wanting to get a Texas opinion if you have been there or not.
You know, we've had a couple of places that have come in, and I know they're I'm kicking myself because I can't remember their names, but they've catered a few of our charity events, the Falcons event, that have been really good. There's a place right down the road from my house, pretty good stuff. But I haven't eaten anything bad since I've been here. I mean, as far as barbecue goes, there's been every place that we've encountered has been pretty good.
Well, you're going to have to tweet it out, names of the places when you think of it, because, I mean, me and my wife are, of course, barbecue fanatics. So I always like to get somebody from Texas. I kind of, you know, I hold them in high regards when it comes to barbecue, so I appreciate
it. Well, that's like when I was in New York, when I was playing for New York, you go downtown and there's a couple of places in it, you know, it advertised, you know, whether it be Tex-Mex or Texas barbecue, and it's, you walk in there, you think to yourself, well, I'll be the judge of that if it's really
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And like I want to go back to Atlanta for a minute, Matt, to the Falcons, and you know, and you've spent 5 years, you're in your fifth season now with Atlanta, and you know, every year I've got to say, I was like, man, I hope Matt comes back for another year, and I hope he comes back for another year. And do you know how long that you may possibly play for, and will you definitely be around a few more years?
Well, I mean, I'm under contract for one more year after this year. It's a funny business. You never know what's going to happen, but I mean, everything seems to be going well. The only thing you can really concentrate, I mean, to be honest with you, is just, you know, especially like right now, is you just, we're getting ready for the New England Patriots coming in this week. But I mean, I'm under contract for one more year, but you know, that's way down the road as far as an importance factor. And the most important thing right now is getting this win against the Patriots.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. The Falcons are 1-2 right now with the Patriots coming up, and very tough team, very good team with the Patriots and Tom Brady. How do you get prepared for that kind of game? And do you kind of feel like in any way the pressure is now on for the Falcons?
Well, you know what? Whether we were 3-0, 1-2, 2-1, 0-3, whatever it is, our mindset is to go out there and win that next game. And right now, the Patriots are that next game.
Yeah.
You know, it's important, and I think it would be the same importance no matter what the record was. Is that, you know, we want to win this game. This game right here is the most important game because it is the next game. It's the only one that we can control, and. You know, we are 1-2. We've lost a couple of close games on the road, you know. But we got to get ready for obviously a great team, great leader, great coaching staff with Tom Brady and Chris Belichick. I mean, you know, we got to be at the top of our game in order to play these guys.
Right, and it could be a lot worse right now. I mean, there are plenty of teams right now with an 0-3 record that probably shouldn't be with an 0-3 record, but they are. But and Mike Smith is just he's just a phenomenal coach. I believe the best coach that the Falcons have ever had personally. Is Mike and everyone doing a great job of keeping everyone motivated and keeping everyone still positive about everything?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's. You know, there's no waiver in our goal. You know, that's set upon us by Coach Smith, Mr. Blank, and the rest of the organization. You know, our goal is to go out there and win every game. You know, we're 1-2, but it's the beginning of the year. But if you think about it, I mean, we could still go 14-2. You know,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's. But like I said, the main thing right now is just to get right and get ready to go out there and play the Patriots so we can become 2-2.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave?
Well, not to go back to the career talk, because I know you said you've been there a few years, but you seem like you've been here a lot longer, and I mean that in a good way, because it's like, oh, old dependables out there.
Yeah.
So, and I know you said you never can tell with the business that you're in where you may go or what may happen, but I really do hope that you're here for the remainder of your career, however long it may be. But God willing, I mean, God forbid, if anything bad happens, you know, and you end up having to go to another team, for the love of God, not the Saints, is all I'm asking. I'm a Falcons fan.
Right.
Not the Saints.
Oh, I hear you. It's,
that would just break everybody's heart. I mean, it just kills us every time somebody gets there.
Yeah, oh, no, I understand. If it ever got to that, it's whatever it takes to pay the bills is the bottom line.
Right.
No, I completely understand, but if there's a close offer somewhere else, just think about it.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah. Right. Matt, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And I know that, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but I cannot thank you enough for taking out the time to do this in the approaching fourth game of the season now. And it's just it's such a pleasure that you would just take time out of your schedule for us.
No, I enjoyed it. No problem at all.
Yeah, and we would we'd love to have you back on the show again. Definitely playoff time this year, and definitely have you back on to get your thoughts and hear what you have to say about that as well. Please tell everyone how they can reach out to you on Twitter and if you have Facebook and that kind of thing.
My Twitter page, I believe I'm at Matt_Bryant3. I'll tell you what, I'm bad at this social media as far as remembering stuff. I think that's how you find me out there.
Yeah.
I think
and you
it's
do...
Matt_Bryant3, I believe is what it is.
Yeah, I just looked it up for you. And that's Matt_Bryant. You're exactly right. And we're definitely going to make sure we follow you on there. And, David, any closing questions?
Yeah, and Matt said he's going to tweet out his favorite barbecue restaurant so I can follow. I can go to those and eat it. So
yeah.
I would appreciate
it. If I can remember, I'll do the best I can up there.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. I appreciate it, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Matt, thank you so much, and I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, great. Thanks.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.
And that was Matt Bryant. He has spent the last 13 years in the NFL, and he is in his fifth season right now with the Atlanta Falcons in their current season, and I cannot wait for this upcoming game against the Patriots. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the Patriots aren't the team they used to be. They're not, you know, as dominant. So we can definitely, you know, if you can go in there and sneak out a win, you know, with a, you know, a crew that's hurt, I mean, that's a big deal. So I'm definitely hoping we can. I mean, the Patriots, you got to respect them. You know, of course, Tom Brady, Belichick, they're going to be strong no matter what. But I think there is a chance the Falcons can go in and, I hate to say, sneak a win out because they're technically a really good team. But with all the injuries, you know, a win is a win no matter how we get it. So,
yeah.
So I really hope they get it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game either way. I don't think either team's going to get blown out by anything like that. It's going to be a good game. I want to thank Matt for joining us. It's very hard to, and I've tried this in the past. It's very hard to get an NFL player or Major League Baseball player or anything like that to take time out of their schedule to do this, to do an interview. So it's it was a real pleasure for him joining us.
Yeah, because, I mean, these are professional athletes. They get paid to play football or whatnot. They don't really get paid. You know, these actors and all that we speak with, you know, they got to promote their show and all that. These NFL players and somebody like Matt, he doesn't have to come on and promote this kind of deal. He just does it, you know, for the niceness of it. So, I mean, it was awesome to have him on.
Yeah, it really was. And I want to mention again, everyone, please go check out our interview that we just did with Chicago Fire actress Charlie Barnett and Eamon Walker. I keep saying it two different ways just because. Now, is it Eamon or Emo? Emo.
It was Eamon, I believe. Eamon Walker.
Yeah. Eamon Walker. Both were just incredibly nice guys. It was so much fun having both of them on, and so we're really looking forward to having them back on, having Charlie back on again in the future. He did agree to do some other shows with us, so we're really looking forward to having him on. So again, for the second show of the day, everyone, please check us out on Twitter at DrewBTR and at D40Smith.
Yeah, please do, and thank y'all for listening to the show. And follow, go on iTunes and rate and review the Drew Show 5 stars, of course.
Yeah, and if you have any problems finding it, just you don't have to go to the official website and search for us. Just go to Google, type in WAEJ The Drew Show iTunes, and it will pull up. And please give us, like David said, please give us 5 stars and give us a great rating. We're trying to get up there on the board and try to get recognized more for our shows. And do the same for David. David, tell people, how do people find you on iTunes?
Well, you can look up Inappropriate Commentary on iTunes. It's a podcast, like I mentioned before, that myself and Mr. Don Tree Stevens does. And it's a really good show. We enjoy it. We have a good time with it. Go on there, rate us 5 stars. Tell them how awesome we are. Find us on davidandpoe.com. Say hello to us. All that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. David, again, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Please stay tuned for our upcoming shows. Our next show is going to be this Thursday with Juliet Gogla from the Michael J. Fox Show. For everyone here at the Drew Show, have a great day. Talk to you next time.
Thanks.